sun system, and not just your little spin-off suns.
There was something else about these rings. Terry said there are different levels of angels or divine beings as you go towards the central sun. So each universe has a different, really different kind of being, not a different kind of being, but a more developed being as you go towards the central sun.
Yes. Actually, it's very simple. You have to understand that all is from Creator Source. And Creator Source can create anything that Creator Source wants to create. So there is no way to say, this is the way we think it ought to work, or it can't work if something else is wrong. It will work if it's created to work that way. And you're going to learn that you are co-creator. And that's the only reason this is important. Terry spent 7 years with the immortals to be able to draw you a diagram. You don't have to go to the Himalayas to learn this. On the other hand, while you are trying to live in your life with all of its impacting constrictions and limitations, you forget that you don't have to focus on those things all the time. If you have a problem, go to your co-creation capability with Creator, and you create. And some of you are learning to do that, and it just isn't appearing in the way that you thought it would. Well, I want $1 million. You want me to dump $1 million worth of gold coins in your hand or something? No. It is unacceptable. And if you go loony out there, what are you going to do when they come to take it away from you? So in setting forth a structure, you have to have pieces of this puzzle that protect you here, protect your assets, work all the way around in the entire circle so that you can hold on to what you finally create. And I'm not going to tell you what Rick may create, or Dorma, or EJ, or Paul, because these are your different aspects of life expression in a human form. And you have co-creation taking place in every solar system, on every planet, in every little community structure. You have politicians creating your life restrictions, for goodness sakes. That's the only form of creation that they do, negative creation. So what we are trying to get you to experience is positive creation, utilizing the same ideas of creation in a usable form for your circumstances. So as different galaxies, different solar systems are created, they are created in the perfect order of a finely honed or finely accurately tuned mechanism. And this is why you can know that you have a perfect solar system, a perfect galaxy, because you haven't bumped into anybody recently. And out of the universal energy that is God Creator, you are provided with all four of the spectrum rays with which to develop anything. Anything. What you perceive are these energy masses, these energy rays forming mass, reflecting mass in density. You are a hologram. But you've gone ahead and you've manifest into a more dense picture. You're like a three-dimensional experiencing being that any good technician could build. once you understand the structure of DNA and genetic alterations. What you don't have is the ability that Creator has of breathing eternal soul life into what you have created. And that's all that that really says, is that you have absolutely given from your central sun. These are but fragments of the rays of the Creator. And there are a whole bunch more out there in space. But you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to concern about that. Because when you have grown enough to concern about that, you will be learned enough that you will already know that. So while everybody's talking about teach me to ascend, where are you going to ascend to? Well, just teach me to levitate. Where are you going to levitate to? Well, I just went off the ground. For what? Well, I want everybody to see how good I am. Look what I can do. I can get 4 inches off the floor. Well, bully for you. Sometimes it's good to have your feet on the floor. And your brain's up there functioning where they're supposed to. It is just a structure that begins to design or give you a drawing of what it is that makes up creation, because you've got to face it. You're an illusion. A manifest illusion made up of all of these aspects of God and that which is. And yet you need to break it down, especially as your planet reaches a point of evolution. You've got to understand this a little bit before you can move to the next lesson. And so to go from there over here to ascension and serve your place on the craft, on the mother, on the galactic sun, on Mars, or wherever you think you're going to end up, you're going to have to understand enough about the circumstance that your mind will just push you right off into whatever is necessary. And if you're groping out there, well, do I go with the red or the blue or the flashing yellow light? You're still down here in kindergarten. It doesn't mean that you have to understand all of the refractory rays represented in that yellow light. But you better know that you're made up of that as well as the other three. And these are the things that one does go and sit in meditation for 7 years to find out. You don't have to take that route. That's what they're for. They are the teachers come back, sent back, in whatever form is chosen to be able to offer it to you. And I'm just opening the way because Terry's going to be one of them. It is going to offer it to you. You don't know who Terry is. Terry came in a form that was acceptable. And you don't even know what acceptable for what. But he made his point to the ones that needed to know that. Go on, Nora.
All right.
You truly are doing fine.
This is a new piece of equipment, and I'm not an expert at it yet. He didn't explain A.
Don't get hung up on that. He gave you a formula. Don't worry about that formula. That is typical of mankind. Let's get hung up over here on some nothing of trivia while we miss the whole of the universal lesson. I don't know why he would bother to write down those figures except as a total distraction. They don't mean anything to you. Even after you have decided what A and Y and little yin-yang things or four, you still don't understand it. And it will just distract you.
Huh?
Well, I don't know. Einstein missed the boat. I'm not sure what he was looking for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the fourth creator God, or is it God
no.
different from the four creators?
God is different. No, they're not equal. Any more than each of you is equal. I guess I should not say they're equal or unequal. They are just not the same.
Terry was asked how new planets are formed, and he said it is the Christ ray that is used to gather the cosmic dust. And it's like, he said, you see the ray, and it's kind of a vibration in space, and it somehow gathers the cosmic dust, which is then, when it's formed into a ball, thrust into the sun, and the sun becomes pregnant. There's a black spot on the sun. And when that new planet is ready to be released from the sun, it takes the place, its place in the planetary system. There can only be 9 planets in the system at any one time, and there's only one belt or area now occupied by the Earth, which sustains life. Therefore, when a new planet is birthed, the other planet must go. So that's kind
and
of
and you're birthing a new one.
Apollo,
yes. Apollo. I guess Apollo is okay.
He didn't draw a diagram of how the dust, the ball was formed and how it was pushed in there, but I suppose you can imagine it. And he said it's just a vibration of the cosmic dust.
It's actually the birds and the bees.
Yeah, well.
Mostly birds.
Well, I've never seen a black spot on the sun like that.
After
I mean,
the birds, you get the bees, though.
I wonder if it's on the other side of the sun or how it might be.
This is extremely simplistically done here.
Oh, I'm sure. He was talking to me after all.
That the Earth now occupies.
Maybe I should do this. He did, maybe this is more appropriate this time. He did list the 9 planets, and he said we all started at Neptune, and it's a beautiful planet. It was a beautiful planet. But there's Uranus and Pluto and Saturn. Can you read that? Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury and Earth. The last planet in the belt is the life-giving planet, Earth. That's not what it was. It is to be replaced in this area by the new planet Apollo, as someone suggested before, which means completion. And Terry was quite interested in the name Apollo because it comes from Greek, the Greek god Apollo. But it does mean completion. So the next stage of this planetary system is the one after the one we're in. There was an interesting side comment on the planet Mars. He asked us why we thought there was this face on Mars. Why would someone just create this huge face on Mars for people to look at? Does anyone have an idea of why that might have been, why they would consider that important?
Well, if we we are conditioned to believe that we're the only life in the universe. When that isn't true, then that's one way that at least doesn't get us to look up and maybe think that maybe there is intelligence, quote unquote, on another planet.
That probably was part of it. But he said the reason was that, see, Mars was destroyed through nuclear war and the greed and the worship of material things. And the intent was to have this one huge head on the planet that others, when they could get up there and take a look at it, could see that they placed a great importance on that head. And the importance was that man was mind. The important part of man was mind, and not the physical, according to Terry. But he said Neptune was even more beautiful than Earth, and the Akashic records, or the records that are held in Tibet by the immortals, contain records that go back clear to Neptune. And we are a civilization that has proceeded through all this planetary chain to the place we are now.
Destroying and then moving on.
Destroying and moving on.
So far. Neptune. We messed up every planet all the way along the way.
Yeah, I don't see how God puts up with us.
Mercy.
Mercy.
It's called grace.
Grace, yes. Oops. I'm kind of rough on the equipment. Let's see, maybe. Now I'll go back to this other one. This was kind of interesting. I never heard of this before. Of course, a lot of things Terry said I hadn't heard about before. This is the sun, and this is the earth. Of course, it's not in proportion there, but you get an idea. He said that the rays coming from the sun, and I've heard this from Russell's work, that it's actually cold. It comes to the earth, and it's cold. And the reason you can tell that is because the higher elevations are colder than the lower elevations. The valleys are warm, and the mountains are colder. And that's because the air, when it hits the earth, is cold.
The sun rays.
But the air then that is sent back from the earth, or the heat that radiates from the earth back to the sun, then creates heat on the sun, and their highest elevations are hot. And their bellies are cold as a result. So it's kind of balanced interchange. And he stressed this very much in all of his talks was the balanced interchange. A tree will create oxygen, and we create carbon dioxide. We need the oxygen, and the tree needs the carbon dioxide. There's a balanced interchange there between all things in creation. But I didn't know the sun had mountains on it that that were hot and valleys that were cooler, you know. Any questions?
Nora?
Yeah?
I read a book years ago called The Awesome Force by Joseph K. Smith, I believe. And he was explaining that the cold ray coming from the sun, as they hit the earth and bounce off the rocks, that like a scalar wave, it splits off into heat and light, and then it goes out and bounces back from the atmosphere, and that's where it looks like blue, but out there it's totally dark and cold.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's this version. Well,
very that
similar to this.
He did make some diagrams, but I wasn't able to dig out the information from what was there. He did talk about the Earth being a kind of prison planet, and there are several rings that are controlling, the outermost ring being a very frigid area, which prevents man from, the total prevents man from escaping from our planet. But that was not clear to me. It's just something I'll throw in there for you who may have that information or could use it.
Let me interject something. Poor Nora is up here trying to interpret what someone was trying to interpret to interpret what the interpreter interpreted. Trying to respond to human inquiries about something of the invisible realm, or even the visible realm. What is Mars? What is Jupiter? What is Neptune? What are the water planets versus those that cannot exist with life now because of the heat? These are perceptions. Every master teacher will try to teach a student what he can, but I want to guarantee if you got one after another of you up here, you'd be doing the same thing as you did with a bunch of numbers and letters. You would be trying to re-express it. And in this instance, you are trying to express something this Greek was trying to express in English that he got in High Tibetan, God only knows what, trying to explain it to him. And I have a particular reason for making you suffer through this, and poor Nora is doing a very good job of trying to re-explain what was being chattered about with almost no breathing. And you had a maximum of maybe 2 hours on the subject, if that much. You wouldn't have even had that much to try to explain the universe. I know how the poor man feels, and I know how she feels. She's up here now. Give us, in 30 seconds or less, the entire formula and the truth, and what is creation. But this is not what the lessons are about in the Himalayas with the masters. Because already the masters are experiencing the universe and their existence within it, as are you, but you don't understand it. So you keep expecting someone else to be able to give you a diagram, and now you're going to know. No, you won't. If you're curious enough, there are far more questions to be asked now than there were when she started. And you're going to get hung up on whether or not Einstein was right. And what is time warp in space? Is it curve? Is it square? Well, if you're talking about illusions, it's going to be a total illusion, isn't it? So do we reach out too far, trying to explain everything away? If I just could get that formula, I'm sure I could be good. I'm sure I would love my neighbor more. Surely this can't be all there is to this experience. What more do you want? You flunked it. We all are searching for the perfection of God. And it seems like the higher the mountaintop, the closer we might be to God. Why? Why would those masters go to the top of the mountain?
No smog.
No people, probably.
Yeah. Terry said escape the pollution. One thing.
The whole thing is ridiculous. There are mortal beings. And some of those immortal beings don't know any more about it than you do. It's like the oral tradition. Little Crow can stand up here and tell you you have the four directions. And you must honor these four directions because it is your universe. And then you will have the Christ energy expressing in one way the creative energy expressing in another, the feather tribe over here versus the bone tribe over here. They're all trying to express to you students the concept of everything being one thing and that one thing being light. And all evil aspect is a lessening of light until you come into the void of no color tone, no sound, a void. Now, how can a master teacher come down and here you've got a stranger in your doorway? Ooh, did you just float in, sir? How did you get up here? Well, I ran into this person who said I needed to come up here and learn. What did you come to learn? I came to learn the truth. What is truth? Truth is God. But just like you, I think I better know something about this universal order. Okay, you have your central sun and you've got 9.1 universes around here, galaxies around here floating around, and then you've got four creators. And we call those light rays. This is a way of trying to express something that is so inexpressible because you have masters of the whole trying to fragment it to allow a mind growing to understand, so that each time the kindergarten child hears his ABCs, he's going to do better at repeating them the next time. But if he is not shown what they're worth, and I think we're going to lose some battery here. If he's not shown what they mean, they will just be symbols. And you may learn to interpret symbols, but they will have no meaning. So any teacher is always going to try to express in some way that reaches the mental capacity of the student to understand what in the soup this lesson's about. And in some instances, they're starting with someone who doesn't even know that you're made up of light. It's like the little child. This is red. This is blue. This is yellow. And when they're learning, they'll tell you wrong. And if you're colorblind, you're going to get them wrong. But once even the blind person gets the vibrational frequency emanating from a given color, a given substance, he's going to get better at you than you at telling what that color is, for instance. Because he will learn to listen with his senses and look with his senses. The important thing to know about all of this, and it's not fair to expect Nora to stand up here and give these college lessons. Terry spent 7 years there. This is not the subject of the Himalayan teacher. You must learn what soul is. And soul is the total expression of that light. It is what gives thought, beingness, meaning to any kind of existence. And when you try to break it down into scientific jargon, it becomes an impossible task at your level, because what is, is. So you need to know that the greater sun is the central sun. And for all of your journey into a long, long time out front here, you can center it in your galactic orbiting system. Will Earth blow? Maybe, but God in infinite creation will simply enclose it in a plasmic shield, and you'll have an orbiting something, a gaseous form. That is, if you completely disintegrate and expand. But because a erupting planet has such impact on everything else in the universe, you see, there's nothing out there to stop these kinds of life waves or frequencies, which you call prana. You can contain some frequencies and some light rays, but most of them that exist are without your understanding at all. You cannot see them, you cannot feel them, but they can destroy you. And when technology begins to infringe on the greater technologies of Creator, you've got trouble in River City, because you're going to find the ones who are still searching for their truth tampering with everything that comes along. And until you understand, you've got to get right with God and intent, you're going to be just manufacturing havoc. When your ego says you must be the center of this universe, because I don't care who you are the center of your universe. And when you start trying to draw pictures of a hierarchy or a standing of positioning in a solar system or a universe, it's just not something you've got to concern with, other than just interest. Whoever is doing that creating had better concern with it. Because until you know how to order a universe, it's not too wise to make one, is it? It's going to blow up on you. Or it's going to be so out of balance that your creation is not going to make you so proud. When you have a perfectly operating universe, that's worth your time. But since at this point you know you have the capability, but you know also that you are not using it to be in that other universe, so which is more important? To know and learn how to be in that other universe, or assume that there is something fluttering around out there outside you? So I think that Terry is not allowed to even speak on some of these subjects. He was sent here. He was sent here with a specific purpose, and he certainly served that purpose. And when anyone tries to give you a 2-hour lecture on the secrets of the universe, you're not going to get it, because he can't give it. And when you have a language difficulty, when he's very apt to call him, her, or she, when it's male, these are language barriers. But as you experience this, you can get over it. You can get over it. Oh, well, now I see he's talking about a man, but he's calling it her or she. I'll remember that from now on. So I'll figure it out myself, because it's always in a context that you can either ask a question or you can figure it out. But these are the problems. This is why it is such a time-consuming chore, if you will. And it's why you've spent not 7 years with the teacher, but I've walked with you at least that long. And it's really nice If you can go to the Himalayas where there's nothing else to do, and if you're going to eat, you're going to learn to manifest your own. So there is nothing that can replace that experience for someone whose experience needs or that. But to say, oh, if I could go to the Himalayas, I would become the perfect student, and that would solve all of my searching problems. No, it wouldn't. You might even get cold up there. But I'll tell you one thing. It does really encourage you to learn your lessons quickly.
Before you freeze to death.
And you learn to trust your brother. And your brother is not going to let you down because you depend upon each other for your life. And in those instances, your life is dealing with much, much higher frequency beings. I don't care if they are Himalayan and not masters. Their frequency is different. Their frequency is higher. They live longer. I don't care who. Up on the side or the top of those mountains. Anyone who can live without an oxygen tank at 32,000 feet is already pretty lightweight. So to experience there is one thing. I am fascinated by this presentation because I don't recognize anything about it.
Maybe I better stop.
It isn't you. I witnessed. And
Okay. Terry was asked how the Space Command balances the Earth and keeps it from flipping on its axis.
On its ass, right?
I did say axis, didn't I? He said that the energy that controls those ships is from the central sun. That's where they get their superior energy.
Now you're getting there. This is what we need.
And
this
it
is
comes,
what we know about.
The mothership gets directly the energy from the central sun, and it's received here in a receptor on top of it. Then it focuses out the antenna to the three ships that are doing the balancing, and they use that energy to beam three rays down, one group of beams at the North Pole, one on the west side, one on the east side of the Earth. It takes the three beams to do the balancing. So they are out there doing that on a continuous basis. And someone asked how, if they got together on all this and decided who was going to do what, and he said, no, they all know their job and what to do, and they're there doing it. So. I think the critical thing was to know that the energy of those ships comes from the central sun.
Commander said at one time that as long as they hold those balancing rays, we're all right, but that they might not hold that forever.
As a matter of fact, in March of 1990, most of the stabilizing force around your midsection was removed. That still allowed the poles or the axis itself to be stabilized somewhat. You've already slipped. And the allowance is to maintain, but the pull is getting such that if that was withdrawn, there would be a total slippage. There is expected, before you stabilize again, to be at least a 12-degree shift. And you can readjust to that. More is going to create even larger havoc on your place because water will always go to its lowest point. So if you have a shift, you're going to have land masses coming up and others seemingly to go down. That's not true. The water will cover these surfaces. And then you have a situation in the core of your own system which also expresses itself. And most of the manifestation of that physical expression is in your changing tectonic plates, your collisions, that mostly where you don't see them, but where you get the result of them. Now, you can take a hurricane like Fran, and you can know it is being manipulated because you can watch it. And as it loses its stability, they have to stir it up again to get that tornado effect, to have that eye. And if you noticed Fran, when it hit the shore, its eye began to become diffused. And its eye had to be better delineated, and it was lopsided. These are manipulated storms. They wanted a storm to hit that coast at that time on that day. That's follow-up in retribution for bombing Iraq and crossing the Russians, frankly.